Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Taking Your Next Step podcast from Collegians for Christ. Through each episode, we will journey together focusing on knowing what you believe and why you believe it. If you are eager, like I am, to strengthen your faith, then take your next step now by joining us in today's episode.
Do you struggle to exhibit the fruit of the Spirit? Do you struggle to live like Jesus does, to follow His commandments and live those out in your daily life? If you're like me, then you struggle with it. It's a daily struggle many times, and we've been walking through the fruit of the Spirit, and it's very helpful for us to see how we should live, to know that we're empowered by the Holy Spirit to produce this fruit in our life. But at the same time, I'm convicted and I'm challenged, and I just want to hit pause for one episode as we've been going through the fruit of the Spirit and talk about that internal struggle that you and I face, the struggle that you and I face to produce the fruit of the Spirit, because as I've been going through and examining love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, I see where I fall short. I see where the Holy Spirit enables me. I truly, as a follower in Jesus Christ, want to live like Him on this earth. Like, that is my heart's desire. But at the same time, I find myself struggling to do that. I find myself struggling to love like He loves. I find myself struggling to have joy in life. There's many times where I feel like I have no joy. I understand joy and happiness are different, but I find myself lacking joy, lacking peace, and I wonder what is going on. I truly desire to live like Jesus, and if you desire to live like Him and you're struggling to live like Him, you're struggling to produce the fruit, then stay with us on this episode because that's what we're going to look at. Paul talked much in Romans chapter 7, the same person who wrote about the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians, and we've talked about how the flesh lusts against the Spirit against the flesh. There's constant war that's going on there. But Paul really wrote very intimately. He really opened up the door to his life in Romans chapter 7. And I believe it can help us. He was being very transparent with how he was feeling. The thing about Paul is, as you look at any Christian, you would think, wow, Paul has it together. Look how God used Paul, how he established churches, how he was able to write New Testament books that you and I have that are inspired, how he was able to see many people saved. But as you read through the letters that Paul wrote to the churches, you see him being very transparent, and I appreciate that about Paul. We begin in chapter 7. We're just going to walk down a little bit through this passage here. And he says this. He says, "For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I." Think about that. He says, look, I own my daily life, and this is me. I relate to this, and I feel like you will as well. When you're going to work, you're going to class, you're dealing with friends, you're dealing with the relationship, you want to be like Jesus. Like, that's your heart cry. You truly do. And then you go through life, and you're going through that day, and you're doing things like Jesus would have you to do, and then you find struggles where you're not doing what you truly want to do. He says, "For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that I really want to do, to live like Christ, that do I not." But he says, "But what I hate, that I do." So I'm doing the very things that I hate. I'm allowing myself to do these things which I hate. And he goes on to say, "If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me." Now, he says this twice in this passage. "Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me." It's almost like he's given a cop-out, like he's not accepting responsibility for his actions. Now, if my son did that, then I would have to talk to him. I would have to help him to see, look, you can't shift your responsibility for your decisions. Like, you make the decision. But it's almost like Paul is saying, look, it's not me that does it. Sorry. You know, you just have to get over it. You have to get over how I spoke to you. You have to get over that I didn't show you love. You have to get over that I got angry with you and said things to you that maybe Jesus wouldn't be happy with. But that's not what Paul is saying here. What exactly is he saying then? Paul says, look, as a believer in Jesus Christ, you are a new creature. He says, "Behold, all things are new. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." And as you and I are a new creature, we're born again. We have the Spirit of God living in us. Now, understand at the same time, we have this flesh. And that's what Paul talks about, the spirit and the flesh. They're contrary to one another. They're opposites. They don't attract. But in the same body that wants to do good, there dwells this flesh, there dwells sin. And so Paul says, look, as a born-again believer, as a new creature, it's not me that's doing it. I truly desire to do good. And that's you. You're desiring to do good, but you're not doing the good that you want to do. You keep finding yourself struggling. You keep finding yourself tripping up, trying to do that which is good. And Paul says, look, it's not me. It is not the new creature in me. It is that stupid flesh. And sometimes you just want to tell the flesh, you're stupid. Leave me alone. I don't want to live that way. I don't want to do these things. He goes on to say in verse 18 here, he says, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, watch this, dwelleth no good thing. So he's making the difference between the spirit and the flesh. Look, the spirit is God. The flesh is sinful, and there's no good thing there. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. He says, look, there is an internal struggle that I face every single day of my life, and it is many times moment by moment. That is the same internal struggle that you face every single day of your life, many times moment by moment. He says, for to will is present with me. The Spirit is there to help me to do right. He's saying, look, in my mind, in my heart, as I desire to follow Christ, I want to do right, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. He says, I'm having trouble finding the effort, the energy, the intentionality, the behavior, the action, whatever you want to say. I'm having trouble finding that action to do it. He says, for the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that which I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. You see, he says again, it's not me that's doing it. Paul, are you just giving a cop out here, blame shifting? What are you doing? No, he says, look, it's not me. As a believer in Jesus Christ, you and I are a new creature. And as a believer, we still have the flesh. And that's where that struggle comes from each and every day in our lives. He says, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. And guess what? That evil is going to be present with you until the day that you die. But I love this verse here. It says, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. So he says, look, I delight. Do you delight in God's word? Because that's the source of our strength. That's the source of reminding us how we're to live. He says, I delight in it. I want to be there. It encourages me. It helps me. Like when you eat a delightful meal, you like it. Like you want to be there. You want to eat it again. And that's what he's saying. I delight in the law of God after what the inward man, the spirit, the Holy Spirit in us delights after God's word. But I see another law in my members inside of me. And notice this. He says, warring against the law of my mind. You see, that's where the battle goes down. It's in your mind. And that's why we've emphasized this, speaking truth back to ourselves. We have to align our thinking up with Jesus' thinking. What Jesus thinks on a matter, you and I need to think the same and speak that back to ourselves. Because it says, it brings me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. So he says, look, I have the law of God. I'm delighting after God's word. I'm wanting to follow that with the Spirit. But at the exact same time, I see another law in my body. And it is a warring. When you think about war, what comes to mind? I mean, war is not peaceful. War, there are casualties. War is devastating. War is a battle that's nonstop. And he says, look, this is what goes down in my mind. Can you relate to the battle that goes on in your mind? Not stopping. Sometimes I just want to tell my mind to shut up. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 10:5 that we are to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to what? To the obedience of Christ. He says, look, you have to take your thoughts captive. Stop the war that's in your mind. Don't let it rage and rage. You have to get control of it. You have to align it with God's word. The thing is, you can't stop the war per se, because the flesh and the spirit are there and they're contrary to one another, but you can choose the side. You can choose the side of the Spirit. You can choose to battle with the Spirit and not heed to the flesh, even though that pressure is there, that desire is there. What I want to help us with is to understand there's going to be that internal struggle. It's going to be there daily. It's going to be there weekly. It's going to be there monthly. But you have been given, as a believer in Jesus Christ, the power to overcome the flesh. He says, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That is a promise. And as we wrap up our study on the fruit of the Spirit, we're going to talk, what does it mean to truly walk in the Spirit? How do we exhibit the fruit of the Spirit? Because as you walk in the Spirit, you shall not, that's a promise, fulfill the lust of the flesh. As you walk in the Spirit, you will not sin. You will not fall into the temptation of the flesh. That's a promise. And Paul sums it up here as we finish up here. He says, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He did a self-observance. He says, I am wretched, I'm sinful, and I need help. And you and I need to come to that realization, we don't have this on our own. That you don't have the power of your within yourself to overcome the flesh. You have to have the Spirit. You have to lean on Jesus. And that's why it's so important. I know sometimes it's cliche, but God's Word is that medicine. God's Word is that strength. And it doesn't mean we have to read 10 chapters a day. It could be one verse a day, but it's that we are there with it. We are meditating on it, we are internalizing it, and we're allowing God's Word to minister to our mind, because that's where we read and it goes in and we think about it and we meditate on it, because the battle goes down in our mind and we need to take those thoughts captive, the thoughts of the flesh, and bring them into obedience to Christ to speak truth back to ourselves. But he says, oh, wretched man that I am, then he says this, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, watch this, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. He says, Jesus Christ has given me a way. Jesus Christ has given me the ability to control my mind, to take those thoughts captive. And he says, look, with my mind, notice there again the word mind. So with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. So you and I have the ability, and you and I must make the decision. The battle's there. The internal struggle is going to be there. But God said, look, I understand that. Jesus said, look, I faced all that. I faced the temptation of the flesh, but I live sinless. And as a result, I give you an example that you too can overcome this world. You too can overcome the temptation. So, oh, wretched man that I am, oh, wretched man or woman that you are, right? But I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord that he saved us, that he's given us the strength, and he's given us the Holy Spirit that you and I can rely on and then live victorious in this Christian life. Thank you for taking the time to listen. If this podcast has been helpful to you, please share it with a friend or subscribe to stay up to date on the latest episodes. You can connect with Collegians for Christ online for more information and resources at cfccampusministry.com.